USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The DOJ files an antitrust complaint against Google. Joe Konka from The Hill tells Fox News big tech bias is clear.
I think it's a big preview of things to come because conservatives, quite frankly, on the right side of the aisle, they've had enough because they see the evidence. They see, for instance, Facebook's election integrity expert formerly worked as a special advisor for European policy to then Vice President Joe Biden. They see Joe Biden's transitional team just hired a Facebook executive named Jessica Hertz as its general counsel. Twitter's director of public policy, Carlos Monge, just left the company to be co-chair of the Biden transition team. If you see a pattern here, it's because, well, find me a Facebook or Twitter top executive that is going to work for any conservative or for Trump. And then you look at the numbers, right? A recent study showed that Twitter and Facebook have censored Trump 65 times more than Biden. In other words, 65 to nothing at this point in terms of censorship.
USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.